destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny. Good evening, and this is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I hope you're all having a great Monday. Today is May 11th, and people born today will be the Eight of Diamonds card with a Three of Hearts ruling card. Now, all Eight of Diamonds have a Three of Hearts in Venus. So all Eight of Diamonds people have uncertainty in the love department, which can result in either having multiple marriages or just a string of multiple relationships. It also can result in bisexuality or homosexuality. Because the Three of Hearts means uncertainty related to love, sex, relationships. So it can play out in lots of different ways. It also is a very creative and expressive card. So people who have a Three of Hearts ruling card can be very creative, and a need for expression, a need to talk or to express themselves either artistically or in some other way. And this is Eight of Diamonds. So Eight of Diamonds is a sun card. Eight of Diamonds they want to be famous. They want to achieve something really great in their lifetime. They want to be recognized for their achievements. And they're the power spenders of the entire deck, the power shoppers and the power spenders. So success to them means having a lot of money to spend. We have people born today like musician Irving Berlin, who wrote so many fantastic songs. And we have Salvador Dali, who, of course, was an incredible painter. Bob Marley was born today, another incredible musician. We have activist Louis Farrakhan. We have trend analysis Lady Faith Popcorn. We have actress Martha Quinn, Natasha Richardson, comedian Mort Saul, and Phil Silver. So here you have comedians in this. And I was kind of looking around here. There were some other people that showed up, very interesting. Irving Berlin, amazing writer, amazing songwriter. So who was it I was seeing here that was kind of interesting? John D. Rockefeller Jr. You know, this guy had a lot of money. He was a zillionaire. A zillionaire. Oh, fighter Floyd Patterson was also born today. And also model and actress Holly Rachel Valance. She's Serbian, actually. I've never heard of her, but I guess she's pretty popular, especially in different parts of the country. Anyway, anyone whose birthday is today, happy birthday, and feel free to call in and get a reading tonight for your next year. For those of you who are listening tonight who have my software program, the Book of Destiny 3.5, I've uploaded a tutorial program for it, and it's 14 videos that show you all about how to use the program. And even those who are thinking of buying and want to just see how it works, want to see it in action on the screen and see all the features, you can go to my website, 7thunders.com. And you, around the very top, it announces it and tells you the link where to download it. So feel free to get that. I've gotten a lot of great response from it. People said they really have learned so much about their program they didn't even know. Was very helpful. So feel free to take advantage of that. Welcome to the show. Each night, every Monday night, I have a topic which I discuss for a little while. And after that, we open up the phone lines for readings. That'll happen in, 10 to 15 minutes from now. So if you're interested in getting a reading, you can call up anytime between now and then and get in the queue to have a reading, because our show is only an hour long. So the sooner you come in, the better your chances of getting a reading tonight. Tonight's topic is about basically just about living our life. And, you know, each of us has a unique life in so many ways, and we're experiencing it uniquely. So nobody else really knows how you're experiencing life exactly. And you don't really know how they're experiencing life exactly. We do know that life has a way of always being challenging. It has a way of always, something always changes. And then we run across situations in our life where we feel like we get overwhelmed with our life. Or we feel like forces outside of our control are working against us. Or we have a bad day when things go wrong. What is really a bad day? A bad day really means things didn't go the way I had planned. See? Now, I'm here to say that imagine for a moment that your life, no matter what you see showing up, that imagine for a moment that it's perfect. That it's perfect just the way it is. That there's nothing at all, anything about it that is an accident. Imagine that your life is perfectly orchestrated and that everything about it is there for you. That it's a good thing. That it is designed especially for you to give you something beautiful. But imagine that, you know, we can't see that because we get all caught up in what are basically our expectations of life should be. But just imagine for a moment that it might be beautiful, that it might be perfect. And what if you knew that was true, but you didn't have proof of it? What if you knew beyond a doubt, like maybe God had come down and talked to you personally and said to you, your life from this point forward will be perfect. And you knew. But you didn't know how it would be perfect. You just knew that it was going to be perfect. You didn't know how that would play out. What position would you take in your life? What attitude would you adopt if you knew that? How would you approach your life differently when situations came up that went up against your expectations? I think it'd be kind of like a man who had $1 million or let's say $100,000 in his backpack. He's walking around town and somebody comes up and he goes to buy something and it turns out to be instead of $5, it's $20. And he goes, oh yeah, it's more. So what? I got $100,000 in my backpack. Here's $20. In other words, things would come up in him to maybe challenge him. But because he was holding so much wealth, he would never be upset about anything that happened along the financial area because he knew he had more than enough and that anything that happened was okay. This is how we are. This is how we can live our life. Like everything is perfect just the way it is. But maybe we just don't see it right. Maybe everything is really just orchestrated perfectly. Now just imagine again, imagine that some part of you, not some part of you that you may be conscious of, but just imagine that some part of you was orchestrating this life that you have, was taking part in setting it all up, even though you're not aware enough to see it happening or to understand the particulars of it. But there's a part of you that's actually orchestrating that, a part of you that's actually loving to you and wants the good things to happen to you. Okay? So, whenever you feel overwhelmed by your life, because, you know, your life is just where you are. I mean, you're sitting where you are right now, or you're standing, or you're driving a car, or whatever you're doing right this moment. Look around. This is the life that you're creating. This is it. This is exactly it. Look around. Be aware for a moment of where you are right now, what you're surrounded with, and look at what you have created on some level. Maybe not consciously, And when you think about any problems that you may feel you have right now, challenges, there are some really hard days that we all have from time to time. We feel like we get assailed by so many challenging situations. We find out we get some bad news, in one form or another, or we have an experience, a negative experience, maybe an accident or an argument or something else that, seems negative, okay? And then you find yourself in a negative state of mind, okay? But still, what I'm here to say is that you still are living the life that you chose to live. And actually, you took part in creating even that situation. You just don't know it. And you can't imagine why you would ever create that situation. But imagine that you did, and there's a good reason for it, but you don't know what the reason is. Would that change your attitude? Would you be able to sit back a little bit? Would you be able to sit back a little bit and be more of an observer instead of taking it personally, whatever it is that's happening to you? This word personally is a good word because we tend to take everything personal. Everything that happens, we tend to take it personally. We tend to think that it's something that's being done against us personally. But it's not really. That's just our attitude about it. It's just what we think. So the solution for any situation that you find yourself in that's very uncomfortable, or that you feel afraid, or that you feel concerned or depressed or whatever, is to create a little bit of space around that. And to create this space, we have to stop our incessant analyzing of the situation and our looking for a solution. We have to slow down a little bit. We have to give the situation itself a little breathing room. We have to slow down. We have to take a deep breath and go inside for a moment. Go inside for a moment. Whenever the situation that you're confronted with outside of you seems difficult, challenging, scary, or conflict-oriented, or whatever, see if you can create a little space around that for yourself. Give it a little space to unfold. Try not to figure it out so much. Try not to try to come up with a solution. Try to just be with the situation. This is what I call the power of being with. And that might just mean being with how you feel about it. You may not feel good about it. You may be really upset. Sometimes I'll wake up at 2:00 in the morning after I've slept for 3 or 4 hours, and something that's been bugging me in the daytime is the first thing I think of when I wake up. And all of a sudden, it feels much more scary that time of night. I don't know why. It feels much more intense. And what I've learned to do when that happens, it happens fairly often, I've learned to be with myself. Like it's okay that I'm afraid like that. And I'm just hanging out with me being afraid. Now, the tendency is for me, and I'm sure most people, when I feel afraid is to start trying to figure out a way out of it. Or analyzing or keep replaying the scene over and over in my mind until I just am totally tortured by it. But it never works. What works is to be with, to create some space, to be with, to allow whatever is happening. And that means if I'm freaking out, allowing myself to freak out. Just kind of being there. And that's all that it takes, that little space. And I guarantee you this too, if you have a particular problem you're facing, and not just a personal problem, but something at work where you require a really good idea or some kind of creativity or incentive or inspiration, try just being still for a few minutes, not trying to figure it out, not trying to come up with a solution, just being with whatever's happening around you, and let that stillness just be there for a few seconds, and see if you don't come up with a beautiful idea right out of that. So it's really all about having the life that we really want. It's so simple that it's so obvious that we miss it because it's right in front of our face. Because we forget that everything that's right in front of us right now is our creation. It's our life. It's what we have to be with. And all we have to do is be with what's here. We don't have to do it forever. We only have to do it today. We only have to do it now. Just being with, accepting. Even if it's just being with yourself, being upset. Sounds like a paradox. I guess it is a paradox. So try that and see if you don't get some results. Whenever you feel like you're crunched or you're backed into a corner, just lay back and create some space around the situation and yourself. And whatever's there to be with, just be with it. And see what happens. Instead of going like a little hamster on a little wheel, spinning round and around, not going anywhere. Try something different. I think you'll have some interesting results. All right, that ends our discussion tonight. Now we're opening up the phone lines, and it looks like we have at least three people on the line already. We have line 1, 2, and 3 booked up. We're going to play a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock, which you can get on my website, 7thunders.com. And when we come back, we're going to start with Lisa from Ventura. But first, we're going to listen to the song Rama Rama from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And then we'll be right back with your calls and your destiny. Be right back.
Rama,
that was Rama Rama, CD Bhakti Rock, which is one of the 12 songs on that CD, which mostly are Indian chants from ancient times put to more of a pop music sound. I hope you enjoyed that. Our first guest tonight is from Ventura, California. Her name is Lisa, and her birthday is September 7th, 1962. Are you there, Lisa? Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes. Thank
oh, goody. You. Okay. Great. Well, I'm so excited to talk to you. I love your work, the work that you're doing. So thank you for making the cards understandable for all of us.
Well, you're very welcome, Lisa.
I have two questions, more about the system. I mean, if you want to take a look at what's going on in my life right now. But I had a question based on in Olney Richmond's book. He has a layout of the cards, like of the solar, of what, you know, the yearly spread, and the right side columns he says are the past, and the left side columns are the future, and mm-hmm. the middle is the present. Do you follow that when you're, do you put that into consideration when you're doing readings?
Well, that's a whole different kind of reading, that you take the whole deck and you shuffle it in a very specific way to arrive at that spread. It's the way that he did readings. He later on, after he published that book, he started teaching about the quadrations that we use now, which you do not have to shuffle. It's a calculated reading, and that's what we use now. I have experimented with that method quite a bit, actually, you know, but I still think I like the calculated spreads better myself.
Okay, yeah, I do too, and I look at them because I have your advanced Oracle workbook. But I just didn't know that when you are reading the calculated spreads, whether the past and present came, you know, and future came into being, you know.
Well, it's inherent in those, in our spreads, that there is the time for every period, you know. Every card in the spread has a time signature to it. It's not like past, present, and future like in his. It's much more specific. It gives specific dates, as you're aware of.
Okay. Yeah, and yeah, because I was always wondering, like, because I have the Nine of Spades, King of Diamonds right now in my Saturn. And
because yes, you
the
do.
Nine of, yeah, and because the Nine of Spades is in the is displacing, like, the King of Hearts, I thought that maybe, because that's the right side, I thought, well, maybe this is something from my past that I'm letting go of or something like that.
Well, you
and
know,
by the way,
karma,
I just wanted to say
a, yeah. Saturn is a karmic period, and oftentimes things that happen in Saturn have come from something we did in the past, but it's not specifically, those underlying cards aren't past, present, or future oriented.
Okay, just checking. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. You're obviously really taking a close look at this, and that's commendable.
Thanks. I'm completely addicted, thanks to you. And thanks to Jai and Ojai, who was my very first teacher and introduced me to the system. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
I think you might know Jai in Ojai.
Oh, yeah, very well. So say hi to her if you talk to her for me.
Okay. She's listening because I called her during the break and said I was going to be on. So.
Oh, well, great. Oh, great.
Now,
well,
can I
thanks.
Ask you another question?
If it's quick.
Okay. So right now at age 46, the crown, the top of the crown is the Seven of Clubs. And that's my sister. And I was just wondering if in our year, the card that's at the top, if that card that's at the top of the spread affects us at all, like if it's a person in our life, like because that's their crowning moment. So I wondered if for some reason we might feel, have some feeling about the person who's sitting in that top of the crown.
Well, I don't know. That's a theory that's worth investigating. The Seven of Clubs in your spread happens to also be your long-range card for this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
that's right. Okay.
And that's very significant, you know, that's your long-range card for this year. So I would look at that first myself, you know. I would be focusing on that more.
Okay.
That
might be why she's having my sister, if she's the Seven of Clubs. Is
yeah, so see, it will be a little hard for you to distinguish out that Seven of Clubs sitting in the sun spot of your grand solar spread this year from it being your long-range card. It'd be hard to distinguish that. You might want to wait another year and then see how you feel about the crown card. So,
okay. So you might take that into consideration sometimes in what you've learned?
There could be some significance to it, but sometimes, you know, our spreads are counted in certain ways, and we rarely go to the crown line in our yearly spread. But there may be some significance. But I sort of doubt it would be too much, because that means it would apply to everybody of any card at that age. And I just don't think that would be true as a theory.
Yeah, because that would be like, for instance, like say you were my age, then you might be seeing the Seven of Clubs in that.
Anybody who's 46 would have that same card up there.
Yeah.
But you happen to have that Seven of Clubs as a long-range card, so that's very significant.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm a Two of Spades also, and so that was my Mars card as well this year, actually. So if you...
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, you know, there's a double whammy for you. A little hard to distinguish it out as that crowning card of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, but nice try.
Okay. Well, I'm just addicted, so I'm constantly staring at the card.
Oh, that's good.
So.
Well, good. That's how I learned too. So keep it up. Don't stop.
Oh. Okay. Thanks. Well, thank you so much, Robert. It's been great talking with you.
All right, Lisa. You too. Have a great night.
Okay. Okay. You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Our next caller is from Atlanta. Her name's Burnett. And if I'm not mistaken, she's a King of Spades, January 1st, 1959. Let's talk to her and find out for ourselves.
Hi.
Hi, Burnett.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you actually January 1st?
I am, January 1st, 1959.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not as well versed as the caller before. I came across your site browsing the internet, and I just want to know, I've been working very hard. I lost my mom in 2001. I'm a professional singer by trade, and I came off the road after that and started working with a technology company. And every time I get to the close to this position, it just seems like, you know, I don't know. It seems like I get right there at the edge, and it seems like the rug is pulled from under. And so I wanted to know about my career as far, because I've been working very hard at that. And then as far as love, you know, what's in the cards for me as far as that, because I've been, you know, kind of by myself for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled the world, you know, I've seen a lot, and I've traveled the world, but when my mother died, I kind of came off from the road and just needed a break, and I started this working with this company and went all the way up to the top. I mean, I'm right at the edge of being at the top of the position, so I'm just kind of frustrated a little.
Well, you know, your card, in this system, your card is the King of Spades. That's your birth card, and that's significant.
Okay.
That card is, it has a lot of significance for you, because it has a lot of importance to it. It's the most powerful card in the entire deck, first of all.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
The problem with it is that people who are King of Spades, they don't want the responsibility that comes with all that power. A lot of them don't want to bear that burden of that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So they travel.
I'm a 3 million miler.
They all hit the road, you know, and they do things that are a lot less than they're capable of doing. Because they don't want to be burdened by something that they haven't chosen on their own. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So, but if you're ever going to realize your power and really have the life that you could have, you're going to have to make a commitment to something. And you're the king of all the kings in the deck, okay? It's the most powerful king in the deck. And kings are not nice people.
Oh.
Kings just say, okay, this is what I want, and nobody better get in my way. Do you understand? So if you're being if you're being nice to people, you may not be able to really access that king energy, see? You have to really, really be clear on what you want, and you have to be willing to say, I'm not going to take no for an answer here.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been told I've been, you know, a little pushy, aggressive, bossy.
Well, you are. You're naturally pushy, aggressive, and bossy. And that's why you have problems in relationships, because men would have to be pretty strong. A man would have to be pretty strong and pretty confident in himself and to not feel threatened by you.
Yeah, because, well, I've been celibate for a long time.
That's not necessarily an accomplishment.
You don't think so?
That's not necessarily something to brag about.
Okay.
It could
that's
be
not just, a good thing is what you're saying.
In other words, a lot of people can be celibate for a long time because they couldn't handle a relationship.
Ah, I got you. I thought that was an accomplishment.
Yeah, and then they run around and they go, yeah, oh, look at me. I've been celibate for 5 years. Let you see you try that. Well, the real reason is because my romantic life is so dysfunctional, I just finally gave up.
Wow, Robert. You might have a point there. I think you have a point there.
And you have freedom issues, and you're very strong-willed. Like everybody else, you got a pile of things to work on, and relationship is the hardest spiritual path of all.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hardest. There's nothing harder than relationship for spiritual growth. It's the most challenging thing. So people take a break every once in a while. That's okay. You'll be back. You know, we all come back to it when we start to feel really good about ourselves. So your first thing there right now is to get your work thing handled.
Okay.
This year. And you really need to get into your groove. You got to find your groove and get in your groove and be committed there. So that the magic of your king can start to manifest in your life.
Okay.
Okay. And when you start seeing that manifest, and see how you can really create things.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll know what kind of relationship would fit you best.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you can have a relationship anytime you want one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a problem with that. But in terms of finding this perhaps long-term partner, you're going to have to know a little bit more about yourself before that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Be more self.
You're absolutely right with that, because I feel like, you know, it's been something that's just really not been in the forefront. It's been on the back burner, and I've always thought of myself as kind of strange because I, you know, I'm a human being. I want love in my life and passion, but it seems like I'm so driven for career and accomplishments, and that's what I get high off of, seems like. But I mean, not like I'm not human. I don't want a relationship, but I'm just very, very picky about the men that are in my life. And I mean, I do have an attraction towards someone, but I don't know if they're a good match.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be able to spend too much more time with you because I have to let other guests have a chance tonight. But call back next week with this guy's birthday, and let me take a look for you.
Okay, then, Robert.
All right.
Thanks.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and we rarely get to talk to a King of Spades, so we all feel honored to have you on the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Burnett, have a great night. Yes, King of Spades, this is very unusual. We're always happy to meet them. Joker's also very rare, and Ace of Hearts and Two of Hearts, and Queen of Spades. So our next guest is Sandra from Georgia. Her birthday is February the 18th, 1964. Are you there, Sandra?
Yes. Hi, Robert.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, last time I talked to you, which was in November or December, you talked about a lot of things for me, and they have started to happen. And you kind of think May of this year for romance. And I wanted to ask you about that and also about some some publishing stuff that I have coming up, publishing and tech stuff.
Okay. So have you met somebody recently?
Yeah, but I don't like them. They like me, but I don't like them. I'm attracted to someone else.
Well, okay, so the person you're attracted to, do you know their birthday?
Yeah, I don't know the exact birthday, no.
You don't know the day and the month?
The day and the month.
Well, I can't really help you unless you have some information for me. And that means a birthday. So come back next week with the birthday, and we can talk about that guy if you want.
Okay. All right.
So now let's talk about your career.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say? What's going on with your career?
Publishing. I have a book deal that's pending and a television deal that's pending.
Okay, so what the cards are saying, and I'm reading this from your Pluto card and your result card, okay? The Pluto card is what we want. And the result card is what we get or what we need to do to get what we want. Okay? Pluto card is the card of an author, the King of Clubs. All right? That's obvious. That's what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to it? By the Jack of Diamonds. What's the Jack of Diamonds? It's the salesman card. You follow?
Yes.
You've got to get out there and sell your book. You know, I remember when I first wrote my first book, I had a great book, but nobody wanted to buy it. So I realized I got to change hats here. I got to take my author hat off and put my salesman hat on. Right?
Right.
And you have to. You can't wait for somebody else to sell it for you, you know, because you're the one that wrote it. You're the one that believes in it more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the cards are saying. And I think you have success coming in this. You have a Jack of Clubs in Jupiter. That's a good indication for some kind of publishing deal to show up for you. Okay?
Okay.
And you have a long range Two of Diamonds, which means it's all about who you're making deals with this year. That's the big deal. Like, you know, who are you? Are you connecting with the right people? Two of Diamonds means creating business relationships with the right people you need to further your success. That's what that card means, especially in this position of your long range. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you got two things to do. You gotta go sell your book to the right people and make a business deal with them where you both make money. Now, you know, publishers are interested in one thing, selling books. Right?
Right.
And if you have a book and you're promoting it to a publisher, all they're interested in is, that's a cool book. I wonder how much money I can make on that. They don't care about the content of the book all that much. Do you understand? They're thinking about it like, will I be able to sell some of these at Barnes & Noble? You get it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so there's all kinds of books on how to, I mean, as soon as you write the book, as soon as I wrote my book, I had to go sell my book to an agent first. I wanted an agent, so I had to go find an agent. I had to first convince them that my book was worthy of publication. Do you understand?
Yes.
And then I had to go convince a publisher that there was, and then even after you get a publisher, you got to convince a distributor or whatever. I mean, I was self-published at first, so I had to convince everybody. You know what I mean? I just had to do. I had to go on the line and do everybody, and nobody knew anything about my book or the material that's in it. Nobody even ever heard of it, so it was like a cold call, you know, kind of sales. But that's what you got to do, and you're great at sales. You know how to do it. You're a master of being with people. So go take your skills and go out there and charm the socks off of the right people. Okay.
Okay. Yes. And I have his birthday, if you still have time.
I'm going to have to let you go
because
I've got another caller and stuff, and we're going to take a break. But if you come back next week with his birthday, I'll be happy to take a look.
Yay. Thank you, Robert.
All right, Sandra, have a great night. Thanks for calling.
You too. Okay.
All right. Good night. Okay, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we have at least one caller, maybe room for one more. So if you, there's still room for one more person to call if you'd like to call. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Shri Ram. We'll be right back after Shri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Be right back.
Jamanara
Welcome back, everybody. That was Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock, which is available on 7thunders.com. I want to mention one thing before we take our last caller, which is Milena. We'll get right to you, Milena, in 1 second. I don't know if everybody knows, but we make a thing called the Destiny Calendar. It's really cool. We do a year's worth of calendar pages. Each one is 11 by 17. Each one has a month of your life for any year. And you can start it on any month you want. And it has your personal days, your personal cards for every day in every month for the year. And it comes with a booklet that tells you what all these cards mean. So as a planning tool, this is amazing. It also has your yearly spread cards in there. And even somebody who doesn't know the system can use this calendar for planning purposes, knowing what cards are coming for all kinds of things in your life. It's very, very helpful. And you'll find it on my website, 7thunders.com, in the shopping area, which is the products, services, etc., and look for Destiny Reports. You'll find it in there at the bottom. Anyway, now our next guest from Canada is Milena, who's a Leo, Ace of Clubs, July 27th, 1971. Are you there, Milena?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
Yes, hello. I am. Good, 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 thank you. Yeah, my question basically is I need to change my career. And I just don't know which way to go. I don't know what am I going to end up doing. Am I going to go to school, or am I going to end up opening my own business, or just find any kind of a job? I have no idea which way to go.
So what happened to the job that you have?
Yeah, I had a really good job that I went through that a couple of years ago. Searched myself what I want to do, and I found a job which I was working in casino as a dealer. Mm-hmm. Then I got into a car accident, and now I cannot return to that job because, like, I cannot stand by the table and deal cards the whole 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So, like, physically, yeah, because of my back pain and my injury in my neck, I cannot do that job anymore.
Okay.
So, like, I just have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to say what kind of job you could. You're a person that could do lots of different kinds of jobs, so it's a little hard to tell you what's the right career for you. I think you could probably figure that out on your own. One thing I know, Milena, is that when things happen like this accident, they're never really by accident. This happened to you for a good reason. You may not know why yet, but
can
if
you
just
help me?
Well, I mean, here you are, you cannot work, right?
It's not that I'm like physically disabled. It's just like I have like some limitations due to my neck and my back. Like I have to change position very often, so I cannot have a standing job or sitting job. I have to have a job that I can move around and like that I can basically change position. Like if I cannot sit anymore, I can get up, stretch, and walk like a little bit and then come back to work.
Yeah, so you're going to have to find a job that allows you to do that. Is there something that you've already thought of that you could do?
That's the thing. That's why I'm calling, because I'm trying to search and thinking and looking, and I have no idea. I don't know. Another thing is, like, if I don't know, like, what's going to happen with the insurance, if we're going to settle or not very soon. If we settle with the insurance and if I get any money, maybe I can open my own business, which I would like to open a store, like a new age store or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
so
you're in a situation starting in June 5th, you enter your Neptune period of the year. It's the last period before your birthday, and you have good cards there, okay? So things are all going to work out for you. Right now you're in a period of uncertainty and in a period of change, and it's very uncomfortable for you, you know?
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's uncomfortable, though.
Yeah, you know, it's uncomfortable because I don't know.
Well, Ace of Clubs.
I don't know.
You're an Ace of Clubs. Do you know your card that you're an Ace of Clubs? Do you know this?
No, I did not know that.
You're an Ace of Clubs.
So
and this
is that a good card?
It means desire for knowledge. You love to learn new things. You always want to learn. That's why you're thinking about going back to school, because you love to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Always, you know,
yeah.
Learning new things. But the thing about that card is it's what we call fixed. It's a fixed card. In other words, changes are difficult for people of the Ace of Clubs card.
Mm-hmm.
When changes come,
yeah.
it's difficult. You're a very strong person, and you can take a lot, but change is not something you're good at. Do you understand?
Oh, completely, yeah. It's draining me a lot just because, like, this uncertainty, unknowing, I just don't know.
Well, maybe it's time for you to, like, okay, the other thing about being a club is that you spend most of your time up in your head.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you think that everything you think is real and that it's all so important. You think it's all so significant and important. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's not.
I know. Like,
it's no. Really not. It's not that important. I know you think it is, but that's just because that's how clubs are. Okay? So I'm telling you that everything is going to work out just fine. Okay. Are you listening?
So what do I have to do? Just trust the
You don't have to do anything. You need to relax a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
Well, relax.
For sure. I agree with that.
Did you listen to the first part of my show tonight?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
You apparently weren't listening very well.
No, then maybe I didn't. Wait, I heard like just heard the caller before me.
I was talking about what do you do when all these problems show up, you know, like you're having right now. I told exactly what to do. So that's going to be posted on my website tomorrow, okay? Tonight's show. You can go listen to it tomorrow, okay? You'll have some insight. But I'm just telling you now that you just need to relax, and I'm telling you the truth. It's change for you, which you don't like, but change is good, and it's going to have a happy ending for you.
That's great. Okay, that's good.
You know, have you ever carried out?
Good to know.
Have you ever carried out the trash can before, like taking the lid off the trash can and carried out the trash? You ever done that? You know how it smells so bad.
Oh, I know.
And nobody wants to do it, right? Because it smells so bad, but. As soon as you do it and you smell the smell for a while and then it's gone because you threw it away, right?
Exactly,
That's what this is like for you, this change that you're going through right now. It's uncomfortable, but it's going to have a good ending for you. Just be patient.
Is it going to end like this year? Is it something's going to come this year?
Oh, no, there's more changes ahead. There's more change ahead. This is a good. This is so good for you. You're so young. You're only 37 years old. Okay, you're not too old to learn and to change. Okay. This is a really good thing.
I will, and I'll just look forward for a change.
Just right now, try to get out of your head a little bit and just kind of accept what's happening. Just be more accepting, see?
Yeah, you know, it's just because, like, I don't feel it's in my hands because the insurance...
It's not in your hands. It's not in your hands.
Right.
That's the problem. Okay. That's what you hate. You're losing... You have no control over it. Well, guess what? Welcome to the human race. None of us have control. It's an illusion.
Okay.
You never did have control. You just thought you did.
Well, I did thought I did. Okay.
That's right.
Well, I don't know.
No matter how smart you are, let me tell you, nobody has control. Even the most smart, brilliant people on the whole planet, shit happens. Even to them. Or as my bumper sticker used to say, I used to have a bumper sticker that said, magic happens. It's all depending on how you look at it. Okay, yeah, so go to my website tomorrow, seventhunders.com. Okay. There's a link there on the front page about the past shows. Go there and listen to this, what I talked about earlier this evening, okay? And if you have any more questions, give us a call back next week.
I will. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure talking to you, Melina.
Night.
Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Okay, that concludes our show tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to end, as we always do, with my favorite chant, Gayatri, from the CD Bhakti Rock. This is a very relaxing chant. It will put you into a good mood, I guarantee it, if you just let it soak in. We'll be back next week, same time, with a new topic and with new callers and new directions. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night, and thank you all for being here tonight and sharing the show with me. Good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonna-prachodaya Om Bhur-bhuvah Svaha Tat-savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonna-prachodaya. Let's tatsavitur varinyam bhargo devasya vimahi deyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tatsavitur varinyam bhargo devasya vimahi deyo yona prachodaya.
Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayat.